Lucy Van Pelt. Lucy from the cartoon strip Peanuts. Lucy was a crabby, bossy, negative one, and she was also the psychiatrist, or at least a self-proclaimed psychiatrist. And while other kids had a lemonade stand, Lucy had a psychiatrist stand. 5 cents per visit. A nickel. Pay in advance. You think Charles Schulz was making an editorial comment about his feelings on the profession? At her psychiatrist stand, Lucy gave out advice. And she would advise you on relationships and love, and usually it was to Charlie Brown about the little red-haired girl. And Lucy's advice was worth about a nickel, maybe. There is love according to 1 Corinthians 13, and there is love according to Lucy Van Pelt. One of Lucy Van Pelt's famous sayings, and probably my favorite quote from Lucy, "I love humanity. It's people I can't stand." Ever felt that way? Yeah, I have too. The funny thing about it is it's illogical. But at the same time, it seems to feel true. We know what she means. It would be so easy to love humanity if it weren't for the people. If it weren't for real people getting in the way. Love is a wonderful thing as a concept. No problem. But when you get to the particulars and particular situations and particular people, well, that's a whole different deal. I love humanity. It's people I can't stand. Or how about this? I love God. It's the things that God expects me to do I can't stand. God calls us to love, to the way of love. And love, the Jesus love, doesn't permit us to become choosers. A leading quality in the Spirit-led church in Acts is love. A church embracing love. In our scripture lesson today, Paul is beginning his final journey. And he seems to know that this is his final journey, and everybody with him seems to know this is his final journey. He's on his way to Rome, but he's getting there via Jerusalem. And Luke is with him on the journey. He's an eyewitness to these events, and we can tell this from the pronouns. We, first person pronouns, in verses 13, 14, 15, and then again in chapter 21. And we can't be sure of this. Luke doesn't tell us. But most think that Paul met his end in Nero's persecution after a period of house arrest. Ironically, Nero's charge against Christians, Christian hatred against humanity. Hatred against humanity. And he got away with that. Paul is in Miletus. Short journey from Ephesus. He had wanted to stop in Ephesus, but then he thought better of it, remembering the last time he was there when riots broke out. So instead, Paul sends word for the church leaders of Ephesus to come and meet him in Miletus, and they do. And this wasn't an easy get-together. It was emotional. It was full of sadness and fear. This would be the last time they'd see each other. They know it. What's going to become of us? What's going to become of the church? And in this time of trauma and fear, love rises to the top. Above all else, put on love. They get together. They reminisce. They tell stories. Hey, you remember when? They'd walk through some tough times together. And they'd walk through some shared joys together. And this was a bond of love that they shared. Paul reflects on his life, his purpose for living, the whole thing that he works so tirelessly for with his life. With humility and tears, he lived to further the gospel of Jesus. He lived to make the church stronger. And he says to them, I just want to finish that race. And then Paul counsels the group of church leaders here. He says to them, keep watch over yourselves. Their first discipline, their first responsibility as church leaders, keep watch over yourselves. And then he says, be shepherds of the church. Know that there are wolves among you who would be happy to ravage the flock, even in your own fellowship. So leaders of the church, keep watch over yourselves. Protect the flock and strengthen the church. That's your charge. That's your assignment. Now that can be a thankless job. So it must always be done because of love. It must always be done with love. And it must always be done with the power that love gives. Do you love? Leaders must love. Love Jesus, love his church, love his people. And Paul blesses them. They pray together. They cry together. They embrace. They kiss Paul goodbye. And then they walk with him to the ship. It's a time of sadness and a time of deep love for each other, but also love for God. Because they find some comfort in knowing that this is God's greater plan, God's greater purpose here. For Paul and the leaders of the church, love was not a concept. It wasn't a theology. It wasn't a good philosophy. It wasn't something that you do with easy people when the times are good. Love is a way of life, a way of living. Love is a mission. It is a way of sacrifice in all times, even in the toughest of times, and even and especially in a broken, fallen, loveless world. Love is the character of God. Love is the salvation of God. Love is the hope for the world. Christians without love have nothing. And you can see love. You can see Christians by their love. Love is counterculture. Love is discipleship. Love sets Christians apart in this broken world. Love is the gospel. Love is not a feeling. Love is a revelation. Love is a manifestation. Love is a proclamation. It is our way of life. A leading quality in the Spirit-led Church of Acts is love, embracing love. And they will know we are Christians by our love. 2 Corinthians 6, Paul writes, in everything we do, we show that we are God's servants. in great endurance, great troubles, great hardships, great difficulties. And then Paul goes on to list a litany of things that he's lived through: beatings, imprisonment, exhaustion, shipwrecks, hunger, things he's lived through. And through that all, what kept him going? What would keep you going through all that? Love. Love from God, love for God, love of Christ, love for people, love for the church, love from the church. All embracing love. If you do not know this love, then you do not know God, because God is love. 1 John 4:8. Do you have this love? If anybody had reason to say, enough, I'm tired, I'm done, it was Paul. But he didn't, and he couldn't. The love that he knew just would not allow him to do that. How about you? Do you know that kind of love? Well, we can be very sure that the world around us does not. So that is why you are here. Don Henley sings, "How can love survive in such a graceless age?" We live in a social reality where it is far more fashionable to curse, to take, to mock, to shout, to degrade, to insult, to step on, to destroy, and then only hang with your own tribe. And then there is the way of love. So how are we to fight that? How are we to resist? How are we to stand up against such a world power as that? Love. Just keep on loving. Love anyway. As followers of Jesus, that is our marker. That is our integrity. That is our appeal. And that is our weapon. Because the irony is, people desperately crave this love, deep down. And they know it. They are vulnerable to love. Yes, even Anthony Scaramucci. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. And asked, what is the greatest commandment? Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's what every person craves. That love is the appeal of the gospel. And that love is the integrity of the church. That love is power and proclamation. Colossians 3:14, above all else, put on love. A leading quality in the Spirit-led Church of Acts is love. Embracing love above all else. The kind of love that Paul and the leaders of the church knew and lived and proclaimed. Do we have that love? At First Mennonite Church, we're talking vision and priorities for the next chapter. Two being enhancing our care ministry, extending outreaching hospitality ministry. And those ministries are ministries of love. Or at least, they sure could be. Above all else, May we put on the vision and the priority of love. Lucy Van Pelt says, I love humanity. It's people I can't stand. And we've all had days like that. But there is Lucy Van Pelt love, and there is 1 Corinthians 13 love. May they know we are Christians by our love. Okay, let's pray. God, you are love. And love is of God. And you are the hope for this world. And love is the hope for this world. It's not very fashionable anymore. But it still is what it is. So may we be a people of love, known as a congregation of love, powered by love, so that all may know we are Christians by our love. That's a pretty good reputation right there. And it is discipleship. Through Christ we pray. Amen.